Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Ernest. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast today. Let's get to it with today's topic. Love is so tough.
A quick message from the sponsors of today's episode.
Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world.
The reasons why it is so hard to fall in love vary from person to person. However, the most common and biggest reason for falling in love is the fear of commitment. Some labels are frightening for some people, while others, such as insecurity about relationships, stand out as frightening. Real relationships are hard work and it is even harder to get involved. This is difficult not only because of the proximity to each other, but also because the partner does not need as much time alone as you do. This is a great challenge for some, and for others it can lead to a feeling of being overwhelmed in the first few months. When you get to know each other better, many times, those who practice hard love will reveal that the person is using them because they assume that their partner is unable to learn how to show soft love and affection. They assume that this is the only way to make their partner understand how soft they are, but it will not help them to learn. If your original intention was love, you could end up with a full-blown argument. If your partner has the courage to show you tough love, try to reframe it as a sign that they respect you. Hard love holds people to standards, it feels difficult at the moment, and it shows that people respect you and how they see your self-worth. While the honeymoon phase of a relationship can be carefree and feel perfect, the reality of the relationship sets in and with it comes tough love. It is hard for those who enforce it, but also for those who receive it. If someone is not the best version of themselves, it just takes a little hard love to take them out of the game and keep them at a higher level. In some cases, the person in need of tough love may have limitations of his own that are not as healthy as they used to be, or that are upsetting the boat. If the status quo changes, they could react badly and try to cling to what is beyond their control. Hard love is a concept that has been used for many generations in the Black community to help others to be strong and prepared for the long term. It is not a quick-witted mission to straighten everyone up and do the right thing. The goal of hard love is to teach the person you want to help to be independent enough to be their own hero. Giving yourself hard love in this way means exercising self-control and discipline. In fact, many people do not regard hard love as something we practice ourselves. The term tough love can evoke memories of your parents stealing your phone when you were a teenager or a friend refusing to let you drink late into the night. Love is a feeling, a moment and nothing more than that. The key to experiencing true love is that people have to work hard to attribute it. You have to make it a priority in every relationship, and every relationship will have its advantages. Those who don't meet the true standards of love portrayed in movies are tired of falling in love. True love is mutual giving, helping others to be better than they are, strengthening the potential, helping love to grow, and setting an example to others that true love can work. I think you will be surprised to hear that there are times when things don't work, even when they seem to love deeply. It is not in the best interests of the individual to be judgmental when trying to love someone who is difficult to love. This can have a negative effect on the individual, because it is often difficult to love him. There are times when we assume that love is hard because it was not meant to be under these circumstances. Mostly, when we put difficult individuals together, we find a reason to love. Most incidents can be solved, but some are never solved, and for the people we love, it can be a challenge, no matter whether we have immediate family members, relatives, in-laws, friends, colleagues or even businesses that we keep away for personal reasons, we can't cut them out of our lives, whether parental love, romantic love or friendship, it is an indispensable part of any human relationship. But it is impossible to show a person meaningful love until you have come to terms with your feelings. There are times when a person indulges in behavior that harms himself or others, and it is necessary to practice hard love. Some people who are in a damaging relationship believe that hard love will ruin or break the person. They believe they will be shown mercy and given a chance, with sincere love and compassion for the broken. Those of us who know, understand and enable the
broken cannot only help. Love offers a helping hand when it is needed, but also speaks to those who cannot show kindness to themselves. It is normal to have to step back for a minute to restart and recharge, especially if you are in a loving relationship. This can mean taking time for yourself, be it 5 minutes alone in the room, reading alone or a whole day to reboot. A bad day can boost your bluntness, so take a step back until your mood is neutral again. Episode 1285 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Ernest Price. Adios.